Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The New Testament uses the word dead, nekros, 132 times. Sometimes the word means physical death. At other times, it means eternal death. Revelation 21, 8. Paul uses the word in his writings to mean a Christian's death to sin. Our death to sin occurs when we are buried with the Lord in baptism. Colossians 2:12. Paul told the Colossians, "For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Colossians 3:3. When men and women have died to sin, they are not to allow sin to reign in their mortal bodies. Romans 6:12. Instead, they must mortify their members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. The word mortify comes from the Greek nekrao and means to put to death. The New American Standard Bible has this excellent translation of the first part of the verse. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as being dead to immorality. Paul was not recommending that Christians mutilate their bodies in order to avoid sin. That was done by some within the first few centuries of the church's existence, but it was never the will of God. It was a misunderstanding of what Paul and Jesus taught. Instead, as the New American Standard Bible says, consider the members of your body as being dead to immorality. One often hears the following criticisms of those who claim to be Christian. Those people are not really all that different from people of the world. They go to the same places, use the same filthy language, drink like non-Christians, and divorce just like others. Tragically, that is often true of men and women claiming to be Christians. But are men and women Christians just because they say they are? Paul asked the Romans, "How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Romans 6:2. The same apostle commanded the Romans, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:2. If Christians are not all that different from worldly people, how can Christians hope to win the lost to Jesus Christ? Paul commands the Colossians to walk in wisdom toward them who are without, redeeming the time. Colossians 4:5. The word without, exo in the Greek, refers to those who are outside of Christ. The same apostle told the Thessalonians, "Make your ambition to lead a quiet life, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them who are without, that you may have lack of nothing." 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and 12. We might prefer not to have others watching our every move, but the fact is that many of them do. They are looking at us to see if we truly are children of the Almighty. If we live like the worldly people know it and call us hypocrites. Paul knew the trials and temptations which Christians in every age and in every country faced. He begged the Philippians, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." Philippians 2:14-16. All of this says that Christians are to be examples of what they teach. If we teach, for example, that Christians should be regular in their attendance at all church services, and we are not, our neighbors and friends will know we're not living according to our profession. Are they likely to imitate us if we do not live by our stated convictions? Thank you for listening. May God bless you.